I need the pastors and the children from the children's church. Have thine own way, Lord. I only have one voice. Yes, you.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the porter, and we are your clay. Molders and makers after your will. Lord, we are waiting, yielded and still.
We need the sound. Have thine own way, Lord.
Have thine own way. Of thine own way, you are the porter, and we are your clay.
Just a minute. I want them to be a part of this. It's a word for the church, for the house. Thank you, Lord.
After Lord, we are waiting, yielded and still.
Sing it one more time and let us raise our voice to the Lord and say, have thine own way, Lord.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the molders and makers after your will. Lord, we are waiting, yielded and still.
Thank you very much, my sister. Sit down and just play quietly that song. Everyone, please sit down. I heard a word from the Lord. And the Lord said to me, the storm will settle. The storm will settle. The storm will settle. Give me Ecclesiastes 7, verses 1 to 4. I just want to read it. Please, I want absolute silence.
Oh, God. Oh, God. We just bow. Have your own way, Lord. Molders and makers after your will. Help us to be still, yielded and still. In Jesus' name, amen.
A good name is better than precious ointment. And the day of death than the day of one's birth. Verse 2. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. heart. Verse 3. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. Verse 4. The heart of the wise is in the house of the mourning, but the heart of the fools is in the house of mirth. It's better to be in the house of mourning than the house of feasting. Brethren, when the Lord says that the dust will settle, it means that the dust will be raised up. When the God says, when our God says that the dust will settle, it means that the dust will be raised up. But He's telling us the end from the beginning. That no matter how much that dust is raised up, I have a good word for you. The dust will settle. Amen. Through much tribulation, we enter into the kingdom. Brethren, anybody that does not want to enter into tribulation cannot enter the kingdom. What is the kingdom? Dominion of the King. Brethren, we are in the last days. There are pestilences in Kenya, locusts like they've never seen before. And it's moving. Things you've never heard or seen before is happening. Locusts. Like it was in the land of Egypt. Like we've never seen before. Locusts. Locusts, swarms of locusts. Devastating locusts. Coronavirus. What you see on the television is not the real truth. It's the tip of the iceberg. Coronavirus is bringing nations to their knees. Plagues and pestilences, rumors of wars. Yet, the end has not come. It's just the beginning of sorrow. Have thine own way, Lord. Brethren, the Lord has sent me today to tell us. That because, that is, listen to me, we have not denied His name. But you must be operated in that. Because you have not denied His name, and you have kept the word of His patience. But you must do those things because it's conditional. Because you have not denied His name, and He also will keep you, keep us. From the temptation. Give it to us. Revelation is Philadelphian church. Because. Remove this and give me the revelations. Because. Please give me revelation. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. And I also will keep thee from the temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. This is a certain word. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience and hast not denied my name, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall, I'm an English student, shall is definite. Shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon it. Brethren, One day we were praying in Good Morning Jesus, and there was an anger that arose in my spirit, man. Please bear with me. I heard that I've been very fast, and I've been difficult for some of you to cope with the passion of my praying and intercession when I get into that mood. And I thank God someone told me, and I've slowed down. And the Lord is helping me now. But it's the passion, because the way the light is coming, the same way the word is coming, it's coming with that passion. But I said to the Lord, I have a scripture, Daddy. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Help me so that I can deal both with the babes as well as the mature. Because my heart has always been the babes. Help us all to grow so we can pull everybody up. So if I'm too fast for the babes, Lord, I'm losing the vision that I have for them. And he's helping me now. Keep praying for us. Keep praying for us. Helping me. It's for the hearts of all of us. See, brethren, we're in the ends of the time. And the Lord has sent. There can be no transformation. There can be no change. There cannot be any light flowing down from our soul, from our spirit into our soul and into our body, if we are not praying. And if that light be does not come into us. You hear me say, let be. And so many things are more real to me. It's like seals have just been opened. And now I understood what Apostle Paul said when he said, my little children, in whom I travail again in birth until Christ be formed in you. There can be no formation of Christ in us or transformation of our character and change if there's no travail. And it also must be a travail of the fathers. This I and the children that God has given me shall be for signs and wonders. My little children, whom I travail again in birth until Christ be formed you. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you see, there were many things I did not understand. Brethren, we have to be sons and daughters of Issachar to understand the times and the season and what Israel ought to do. Without that mantle of Issachar, we will be derailed, because we will not understand the times and the season and what Israel ought to do. You know what happened one day when we were praying 1 hour before? There was a prophetic prayer that came. And all throughout that prayer, it was praying about the mantle of the sons of Issachar. And the Lord showed me throughout the Bible, as I would want to live again, he would pull me back and show me several examples of the Bible, how it was because they were not sons of Issachar that they missed their calling. John the Baptist, he started off being a son of Issachar. And he was born to be a son of Issachar. But pride and offense took him away. Gehazi could have had the double of the double portion. But he had no understanding of the times and the seasons. And the prophet said to him, did you not know my spirit will go with you? He didn't even have an understanding of who his boss and master was. His master said to the man, go away with your gifts. And he thought that was the season to collect gifts. And leprosy stalked him. Orpah and Ruth. Two lovely ladies. They said the same thing. One understood the times and the season. One didn't understand. Even though there was nothing to see. So Ruth followed and up and went back. Even Esther almost missed it. And Mordecai had to send to her. Do you not know if you have come to the kingdom for such a time as these? And suddenly times and seasons. She had understood the times because she ducked under the Father. Times. He understood the time. He understood the time. And he was not going to bow. He understood the time. And Esther ducked under the Father and said, called his handmaidens and fast and said, if I perish, I perish. But she didn't perish. Understanding the times and the season. 12 spies were sent out. You see, that day it was just prophetic prayer throughout. As I will move, the Lord will push me back. Even me, I did not know that from Genesis to Revelation, it was full of times and seasons. And the mantle of the sons of Issachar. 12 spies were sent out. Don't always go with the majority. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. 10 came with a bad report. They saw the same thing. 2 saw the same thing but came with a good report and changed it and said, they are bread for us. And they said they were of a different spirit. Joshua and Caleb. They understood the times and the season. Brethren, your behavior will find you out. Joshua never left the temple, the door of the temple. He will sit there, pass, even after his master had left. He was building a character. Ruth had everything. When she met Boaz, and Boaz said, don't let her go anywhere else. Let her stay here. She was favored. If she did not understand the times and the seasons, she would have thought she had gotten to the place where God had brought her. And she would have sustained her destiny. Her destiny was to be the mother of the lineage of Christ. It was not just to have enough to eat. And the old woman, who she thought was nothing, was the one that held the key. Knew that Boaz was a near kinsman. Understand the times and the season. Zechariah did not have the understanding of the times and the season. Even though he was a priest that served according to his order. When angel Gabriel came, he did not believe. And so for him not to spoil, his mouth was shut up. Mary. For 2,000 years, the word of God was floating. It had no place to rest. Many would have been tried. But they could not. The word could not settle until Mary, highly favored, came. She did not even mind dying. Because where was it said that a virgin conceived? She would have been stoned. The husband would have laughed at her. Yeah. But she said, Lord, let it be to me according to. She understood the times and the seasons. Pastor was talking about covetousness today. Lucifer did not understand the times and the season. He did not remember he was created. And he began to think he was going to lift his throne above the one that created him. Why? Because of much merchandise. And yes, multitude of his trafficking. He converted 1/3. May we not be among that 1/3 that fell with him. Understanding the times and the season. Time failed me to give you more examples. But look into the Bible yourself and you will find myriads of examples. Jonathan! That's what happened that day when I was praying. You just bring me another. Jonathan, let me end with Jonathan. Jonathan knew David was going to be king. He knew. He knew. But he did not depart from his father's house and died and perished with him. Because he did not understand the times and seasons. God. David, the beloved. He understood the times and the seasons. Until when kings ought to go to battle. And he did not understand that the presence of the Lord that he feared most was out there. He left the ark out there and he sat when the army of the Lord, and he did not go with the presence of the Lord. He did not, he stopped understanding that. You see, you can start with it. You can start with it. That is why I've come to share this word with you. It's not what you start with, it's how we finish. And that's why God brought this word for me. Not just for me. Me just share it with you. It may not concern you, but for me, he brought this word. For me, he brought it. And said, you share. Guess it, man. Bless you. And David did not understand the times. And then he looked when he was not supposed to look. And we know the story. It ended up him killing a man. Killing. Murder. A man after God's own heart. Who when he cut just a piece of the cloth of Saul. Said his heart smote him. What happened? And he came and sat on the throne. And then what indignation when Nathan came and said, this is the, so show me the man. Says, thou art the man. What happened to that smiting of his heart? It deteriorated. It's not the church where you belong. It's not even the profession that you profess yourself to be, whether a prophet or a pastor or an apostle. It is where is the state of your heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life. Light be dispelling gross darkness. You know something, brethren? Covetousness is truly idolatry. Saul, how was he when he began? He was a man that hid himself. He was small in his own eyes. Then he esteemed himself more highly than he ought to. And he acquitted himself with the man of God. And he lost everything. He did not understand the time. And what the man said, instead of him falling, he said, cover me, cover me, cover me. In the eyes of the people. Brethren, understanding the times and the season. When your heart starts getting lifted, and the people that have done you good, and the people that have been your leaders, you think you know more than them, a problem has started. Small, it starts just very little, like a little seed. What happened to David when he was going to bring the ark of the presence of the Lord? He did not understand the times and the season. And if the Bible is full of it, of seeking after due order. How the ark ought to be brought. He took counsel from unbelievers, from the Philistines. And he went and brought the ark of my God on the Philistines' cart. And then, unfortunately, see what happens is that when that thing begins to happen, unfortunately, different people around you may start getting hit because of the sin of another person. And Uriah innocently tried to steady the cart. Pew! It was too much. The anointing just died instantly. Ah! Was the problem the ark? So they went and dropped the ark in the house of Obed-Edom. I was telling somebody the other day. I said, no matter what they say about somebody, if they said the person is not a good person, if they said the person is not, say, what is God saying about the person? Did they not say Jesus was Beelzebub? Were they right? The only important thing is, what is God saying about you? What is Jehovah saying about you? That is the one you should care about. Brethren, it is better to be in the house of mourning. Just came back from a place where I've been sobbing and crying because of a beautiful daughter of God. I'm almost 15 years older than mother of my son that passed away. And she had everything. W1 was where they lived in England. Everything. Not one thing could she take away. Not even the precious legacy that she had in her children. So what is it all after all? What is it all about? What is it all about? What are we running after? What are we chasing after? Even the children just said bye-bye. A girl I'm almost 15 years older than. 1974. Chandra, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's okay. I'm fine. It's okay. It's okay. I'm fine. It is better to be reminded that one day, we all dead, every man must pay. See? We all will die. One day, what shall be said of you? What shall be said of me? What will you be remembered by? What will I be remembered by? All these things we're chasing about. If they put too much gold in the coffin, they will go and break it and thieves will take it away. True or false? Even diamonds that you have, you cannot take it away. Then what will happen when we're face to face with him? And he asks, see what I gave. And what did you do with what I gave you? See the opportunities that you had. And what did you do with the opportunities that you had? Let me finish reading this. Revelation chapter 12. Give me Revelation chapter 12. Give me Revelation chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. Where you see 12, it talks about government. Absolute government. Do you remember this story is very close to what Joseph saw? The sun and the moon and the stars bowing before him. Go on to the next. And she, being with child, what happened again? Cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. Brethren, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth. Next one. And there appeared another wonder. You see, there was one wonder, and there another wonder to confuse. And behold, the great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Move to the next one. And his tail drew the third part of the stars. Drew a third part of the stars. And he cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Brethren, do you know that the people that get the most castration in the church are the people that are doing the right thing? Do you know the people that get the castration most in the church? They are the prophets of God who have sound doctrines. Why? Because persecution always arises for the word's sake, and they stone the prophets. Jesus shall suffer persecution. Shall. And you know why? It's because you are showing up the world, and you are showing creeper Christians that you are carnal, and you are not as godly as should be, even when you are not saying anything. In fact, most of the times you're not saying anything, but it's your lifestyle and the word of your life that's speaking against them. I love that prophet. A king, rich king, Naaman.
Yes, sir. Naaman. This is not English, so I have to follow. This is Bible scholar. Naaman.
So Naaman, sir. Naaman went there. And you see, as a prophet of God, let me tell you a secret. You must never be in a place where you value the impression of men above the impression of your God who sent you. And you must never be in a relationship where you are afraid that whatever that person is giving you, if he stops giving you, makes you stop telling the truth. You must drop that relationship instantly. Because then it begins to be a compromise. The man said, you've come to meet God. Tell him this. Go jump in the lake. Sometimes. Literally. The man was angry. He wouldn't even see me. Are there no waters? Are there no rivers? That is asking me to go and jump. And Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, please give it back to me. Give it back to me. Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me. See, that was why he should not have come out. Surely. I know it because I operate in the prophetic. There are times when I'm deliberately strict on certain issues and certain things, and people do not understand. It is to save my soul. When Samuel said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord. Who is he? What gives him the right to think that a man of God should stand before him and call the name of his God? Who is he? And strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. The man read through him and said, well, who did you think you are? Freely have I received. Freely I give. Go jump in the lake. Give me the next verse. And not Abana. See how he began to recall. And not Abana and Papa. Rivers of Damascus. Better than all the waters of Israel. He came with pride. May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. God needed to discipline him. See, there are times when God knows what is going on in your heart. And you come to see a prophetess of God who knows what God has said. And instead of receiving something, he gives you another thing. Or maybe just keeps quiet. Because there is a work that needs to be done. And see what happened. He went away in a rage. Give me the next one. And his servant came near and spoke unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid this suit some great things, would this not have done? How much more rather than when he said to thee, wash and be clean. Next verse. Then something happened. Something happened. Something happened in that heart. Something happened in that heart. Something happened. Something struck him. Humility. He went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. See the mercy of the Lord. Give me back revelations. Give me back revelations, please. And he still drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and he cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour the child as soon as it was born. Next verse. And she brought forth. Everybody say brought forth. That's where we are right now. Man child is being brought forth. Brethren, I'm not conversing for Good Morning Jesus. But it may help you. It may help you. It may just help you. But I'm confessing that you spend a solid hour in the morning before the Lord on your face. Every day before you go out anywhere. I confess for that. The power of prayer. Now I'll tell you why. Brought forth the man child who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Next verse. I'm going to read unto the place. Okay. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had the place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,200 and scores. Give me the verse where it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. 12. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Brethren, you know something? I will tell you the reason why I say you must, if you have not got to a place where consistently by your own, unfailingly every day, you wake up before 5 and you start and give God the best 1 hour of your day, look for a place where you can do it consistently. You know something? Light only comes in the place of intercession. For many years, I've been reading, and they overcame me by the blood of the Lamb. I would just regurgitate it, prophesy it, proclaim it, but I did not understand what was behind it. I did not understand why they would want to splash blood over everything. Because they did not understand the essence of that. Until God spoke to me and said, Pushantara Baba, whosoever sins you remit, they remitted unto them. That is it. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted. How can sin be remitted? Only by the blood. And when the sins are remitted, there is no charge. Hey! The day I saw that, I started jumping. I said, yeah, Rababa, you sure to be? You sure to be? What do you mean? What do you mean? Remitting. And the Bible gives the rights to all of us. Whosoever sins, you remit, they remitted unto them. And the Lord shed me, said, that blood, you have it already. You have that power already. It's whosoever sins you. You, didn't say the leaders. He said, you remit, they remitted unto them. You know, the Lord told me, he said, Sarah, he said, the blood is more potent. In fact, that day, that's why sometimes I say, Good Morning Jesus, I'll be shaking. If you see me sometimes, I'll be going up and down, like, says, whosoever sins, that blood is more potent than the scarlet rope. Scarlet rope on the window of Rahab. It's a covenant. It's a covenant. And everybody, no matter who you were, in that place, if you stayed in that house, If you stayed in that house of Rahab and that scarlet robe was on the window of the room you were staying, you were kept safe. And this is the blood of Jesus. Better covenant. Establish on better promises. Maketo robo sota la baba rusota he. Mi ya 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 ya. Hey! Mercy. Speak it better than the blood of Abel. Always speaks mercy. I says, mercy causes us to triumph over every accusation and every charge. Hey! Male boro bo 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 bo. Matthew, scripture started jumping to me. See, that's why sometimes I'm just going like this. He said, is there anyone sick amongst you? Is anyone sick? Let him call there. See, you see, even they cannot follow the pace at which I am calling those scriptures. Because that is how it's jumping in my spirit. Is anyone sick? Let him call for the elders. And let them pray over him.
The prayer of faith shall save the sick. And if he has committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him, and the Lord will raise him up.
Oh, rabba. And if he has committed sin, they have power to remit sins. And so as I and the children, and if you are in a place where there's corporate grace, where the leaders and the children are praying together, back at myriads of things, I hope will be happening. Because they're not just words, they are light. And when Jesus will see, he will tell them, go and sin no more. He remitted the sin. That same power is available. Hey! You can imagine. He remitted the sea. And says, go and sin no more. No wonder they asked, who has sinned? The boy that was born blind. Because they knew there had to be a child somewhere. He says, no one has sinned. But that the glory, the fundamental sin, I don't forget, of Adam has always been there. So we need the remitting of that sin. Amen. And that's as a sin. Go and sin no more. Light! Hey, every day I say, light be. I remember the day I was crying. 3 years ago, my husband was weeping, I was weeping. My husband was weeping and I was weeping. He was saying, my friend, I said, my prayer partner. He was saying, my friend, I was saying, my prayer partner. He was saying, God, my friend, I said, my prayer partner. Heal my prayer partner, raise him up. And I heard a word and said, no charge. I said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, we give you praise. But I agreed. Now declare that the capacity you will leave. Because the God says there's no charge. Brethren, we need light. Light be! Amen. No wonder that was the first thing he said. In the midst of chaos, light be! In the midst of darkness, light be! And there was light. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives until then. Another scripture that's burning in my heart is that you will believe in your heart and with your mouth you will make confession unto your salvation. Hey! Light be. You know, I used to wonder, brethren, I'm rounding up, but I hope you are being blessed because this may just be for me. But if it is for you, just take a run with it. I used to wonder, Pastor Joey, when I was in the other day, he used to say, remember, when I read Brother Copeland that said he put the Bible on the floor and stood upon the word and began to say, I'm believing you for this. Ah! You know what? Now I understand it. You see, perfect love casted out fear. For fear has torment. And one thing I found out is that, brethren, without confidence and without time with God, we cannot be transformed. We cannot be changed. God has changed my name. Tell somebody, God has changed my name. Call the things that are not as though they are, and they become. God has changed my name. You see, I'm rounding up with this. When I first met my husband, he used to call me one horrible name like this. But I used to think that it wasn't horrible. Because I thought hey, that's a natural thing now. I mean, a woman does now. But the man worrying me now. The woman is born to worry. My husband used to call me champion warrior. Champion warrior! Oh, but I want to worry. But I worry to him. I worry to him. I worry to him. I took back to my glory. And I worry about him. My husband to call me. I'm like, yeah, daddy, you know, I mean, you, because you're a man, you know, women have to worry about things. You know, you have to be, you have to, Bible said, be anxious for nothing. It's a sin. Worry is a sin. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That name is not my name anymore. Good morning, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, I give you praise. That name is not mine anymore. That name is not mine anymore. My husband is surprised. Kilo shele. Mo le mi no fe join. The judges. Whatever it is, I look at him and say, find a scripture. Find a scripture. I told my husband, I said, you know, sometimes when I'm praying in good morning, Jesus, I stand like this. I say, Lord, I come to brandish contend. God, you contend with those that contend against me. I save my children. God, you contend with those that contend against me. You save my children. I say, God, I brandish it. Gates of hell, I brandish the scripture. You have no answer for it. Because God said he will contend with you. If you contend against me, I will save my children. Find the scripture. Light be. And then I suddenly went and started preaching to the man who has taught me everything. I find me preaching to him who has taught me all that I know. I said, Pastor, you know, that the Bible actually says, he does be smiling. I love my husband. God has been suffering and joy. And you fell our good money, Jesus. I said, honey, you know, the Bible actually says that he will contend with those that contend and save our children. Because God knows that every weakness of every woman is the children. So God has already given me an answer before the attack came. So I am free. He didn't just say contend against those that contend against me. He knows that he will come through the back to distract, to cause weariness, to cause persecution through the children. So he said, give this word. Hey, take this one. Run with it. Not that I only contend with you. I will contend with those who contend against your children. And I will save them. I will contend with those that contend. And say, give me that scripture. I will contend. It's in Isaiah 49. That's my scripture. That's Isaiah 49 is my scripture. There was another day, 1 hour before, it was Isaiah 49, we prayed all through. Now see what has happened to Ireland. We declare unpopular, crushing defeat. I will contend with him that contend with thee, and I will save thy children. I will go praying like this. Don't go to prayers empty, thinking of God, what will I eat? What will I drink? Where will I be clothed? What are you? Just put scriptures. Look for the scripture. I'll be brandishing it. Oh, I'm waving it. This is my wave of faith. You contend with those that contend against me, and you save my children. My husband, Sarah, who might change? Jacob said, I will not let you go until you answer. And said, you will no longer be called Jacob, supplanter. You no longer be called champion warrior. You now call praise with God that prevails with God and nations and men. Hallelujah. Thank you. Champion warrior. Hallelujah. My name is no longer champion warrior. It's now champion warrior. Glory be to God. I love you now. Thank you. Now I pray that the Lord will have mercy on us.
Amen.
And in the end time, He will create that army. Let me just say something quickly again. God told me, He said, you know how people are. When something is new, they always run with it. Don't look at numbers. He said, He not told me, He said, Sarah, I, Jesus, do you know what happened? Do you know all the miracles I did? Lazarus, after 4 days, dead, came to life. And I told them, stay here in the upper room until you be endued with from power from high. How many stayed? 120. He said, I can save by few or by many. All I need is hearts that are knitted together in unity, and I will do wonders because I can save by few, by many. Said, look at Gideon's army. I had to strip them and strip them and strip them until I could find the core through which I can walk. Hallelujah. That is another thing that God is dealing with me. Forget about numbers. I can save by few, by many. What did the Bible say? If two or three shall be. Two or three of you shall agree as touching. I can always find him to agree, so we make two. And that's why I always tell you, if you are beside your husband, hold yourself. Yes. There's no power of hell that can stand between your husband and God. Say, I love you.
I love you.
Let's see only. Have a blessing. I love you. There's no distance in the realm of the sea. He's not there. Throw it across. Hallelujah. He's walking. Let me tell you, many people that have been eating dinners. Let me tell you, people have been getting trips because he's walking. There's only reason I'm taking you on that trip. He's walking. I won't tell the names of those people, but I'm winking my eyes. He's walking.
Hallelujah.
He's walking.
Let's give the Lord a super clap offering. Hallelujah. What mommy has shared with you is the fact that consistent prayer in the early morning hours, not just any kind of prayer, but prayer that is based on God's word and in the spirit, in a spirit of humility and forgiveness, will produce transformation. I can sum everything she said, can summarize it like that. That's why when we stand praying, forgive, remit sins, then spirit of humility, then the word, the life of God, the power of God, and praying in the spirit, it doesn't fail. It will change you from a champion warrior, champion warrior. Brother Shea, thanks for that. It's a great revelation. From warrior to champion. Praise the Lord.